is an eye catcher for the right reason. Peter King, CBS News.
Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan are taking on a project that dwarfs anything the Facebook founders taken on in the past. They're pledging $3 billion for research to cure, prevent, or manage all diseases by the end of the 21st century. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
It's time now for Sports Chat with Sarge and Scott on KINX 102.7.
Good Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us right here. It is KINX 102.7, 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It is Sports Chat, and it's always a great time. I love this time of week because I get to sit down with my good buddy Scott Manch with the Great Falls Tribune. Scott, I love talking sports with you because there's so many things that happen each and every week. I wish we could do this like two or three times a week because I think we've got enough to cover it that way.
Yeah, good morning, Sarge. There's a lot going on, that's for sure. And this morning, we're going to kind of reach around the gamut here. We're going to talk with college sports. We're going to talk high school sports. Both Frontier Conference and Big Sky Conference sports.
Going to talk a little high school basketball as well. We've got special guests coming into the studio, but right now we do want to get it started and underway because this is, without one of the doubts, one of the fastest hours that we have to spend together. Want to say thank you to Pro Build, of course, here in Great Falls. Couldn't do it without them. Pro Build, from start to finish, they can take care of you. We traveled to Montana State University. Bozeman is where we're going. We have a chance to introduce you to the Montana State AD over there. Leon, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Let's talk a little bit. Give us some background about you and how you got into the AD position there in Bozeman.
Well, I started my career at the University of Northern Iowa and kind of cut my teeth kind of in marketing and external relations, and worked there for 8 years, and lucky enough to meet a guy by the name of Justin Sell, who became the athletic director at South Dakota State. And so after 8 years, I packed my bags and kind of left home because I'm from Northeast Iowa area, and moved with him to South Dakota State, and was there the last 6 years, really kind of as the number two in the department, really doing a lot of fundraising, doing a lot of external relations, and then doing a lot of the day-to-day activities in the department because we were doing so much fundraising that, you know, it took him out of the office, and, you know, he was traveling a lot, going to meet with donors, and you know, that gave me the opportunity to really sit back in the office and really kind of tackle those day-to-day needs from coaches, campus leaders, community, things like that. And really kind of rounded me out as far as my experience goes. And then, you know, 6 years later, you know, here we are in Bozeman, and it's been a great 3 months so far.
Talk a little bit about what is the job that you do. I mean, I think people think you guys put together the schedule and you're done with it, but there's so much more that you do as an AD, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, really, I think if you look at it first and foremost, it's we try to develop our student-athletes. And our job as administrators is to support our student-athletes and to support our coaches and to try and recruit the best possible student-athletes we can here so they can get a great degree from a great university. But then again, obviously, we're a Division I athletic program, so we try to win championships as well. And so we try and provide the resources necessary for them to train, to educate them, to be responsible citizens, but also to win. And if we're doing our job well, you know, we're providing those resources for the coaches to be successful.
Morning, Mr. Costello. Scott Manch here.
How are you?
Great, great, Leon. I want to ask you about the Missouri Valley Conference, which, of course, is a huge rival of the Big Sky Conference. And last week, the old Big Sky came out ahead a little bit in that thing.
Yeah, as you know, I keep my eye on that. And, you know, last week was one of those weeks where for us in the Big Sky, we could pound our chest a little bit, had a lot of success. But, you know, looking at the Missouri Valley, it's just a great conference. It's a great universities with great programs. It's one of those. It's like the Big Sky where you go into every single week and you've got to bring it because the competition is great. And you just know that every game is going to be a dogfight. And that's what we see here in the Big Sky as well.
I bet you're pretty impressed with the start that your football team has gotten off to, and how would you assess how Coach Choate and his staff are operating thus far this fall?
You know, I'm really impressed with their approach. I'm really impressed with how they attack every week, how they attack every game, and really kind of how they attack every day, just with practice and everything. It's been refreshing just to kind of watch them grow. And I think he always says he wants to get better every game. And, you know, I've seen that. I've seen them grow every single day. And, you know, starting with the Idaho game, and we go down there, and, you know, I tell people I saw them grow in that game alone from when they started the game and when they finished the game. You could see the players and the coaches growing in that game. And, yeah, we're excited about the start. I don't think we're ever going to be satisfied. You know, we're sitting at 2-1. I think, you know, everybody would like to be 3-0, you know, including Coach Choate. But, you know, I think with the values he brings to the table, the, you know, just the way he goes about his business, we've got great young men, and he's teaching great young men, you know, how to be great football players, but how to be great men as well. And, you know, that's what I really like to see.
I know hopes are very high for the basketball season, too, both men and women. Your men's basketball team has got some excellent players returning and really has an excellent schedule, home schedule this year for the fans. Right, Leon?
Yes. You know, first time, I think they've played, they're going to get 17 home games. And, you know, last year they had 11 home games. When you go 9-2, you know, if we do our job and get them more home games, obviously, hopefully gets them some more wins. And, you know, the women's team last year went undefeated at home. And so it's kind of our job to help them try and find those games, help them, you know, work with them on their schedule to make some of those things happen. But, you know, we're excited. I always tell our department that I want to get the fall off to a great start, you know, with cross country and football and volleyball, and really try and build that momentum. And then going into the winter, you know, with basketballs and indoor track and things like that, that we really could see a kind of a snowball effect. Because once you start to have success, I think every program around here wants to have success as well. And if we can start that in the fall, have that continue into the winter and the spring, you know, we could really do some special things here over the course of the year.
Give us a little scouting report on that North Dakota Fighting Hawks, I guess they are now. Leon, I'm sure you're very familiar with that program.
Yeah, you know, everything that I see, obviously it revolves on their running back, Santiago. And, you know, if we can do our job and kind of slow him down, I think we've got a really good chance. I think, you know, you saw our offense last week, start to click. And, you know, and when that thing gets rolling, we got a lot of playmakers on offense. I got a great offensive line. And if we start to roll there, I think we can definitely score points. But I think what everybody has seen this year is our defense has really stepped up. And it stepped up in a way to make the big plays. And you know, you see that in the turnover margin, and having 5 turnovers the last 2 games is something that you don't see too often. And, you know, I think some things are really clicking on both sides of the ball. And, you know, if we continue that, you know, I like our chances. But it's going to be, you know, it's one of those games, like I said, it's a conference game. It's always going to be a dogfight. It's, you know, it's probably going to go right down to the wire. But, you know, I'll take this team up against anybody. I'm really liking what I'm seeing here early in the season.
Leon, talk about this week in Bozeman. Obviously, it's exciting, and it's got some excitement to it because it's homecoming. Expect a lot of people to come to the game Saturday.
Yeah, you know, on campus, the excitement is high. And, you know, even working through the weather and, you know, some of the rain and things like that, it's amazing what homecoming can do for a campus and a community. You know, it's our, you know, we always have the Gold Rush game to start the year, and we're trying something new this year. We're trying to stripe the stadium. So every section has a different color. It's either gold or blue or gold. And, we're going to see kind of how that plays out. I'm excited about it because everybody has their tickets. And so they know what color they should be wearing. And I think it'll be a fun little promotion that we're doing at the game. But yeah, there's so many things going on campus. There's so many things going on around town. And it's going to bring so many people, alums and fans and just, you know, just the community together. It's fun. Everything that homecoming is about, I really enjoy. And going through my first one, I'm really going to enjoy kind of seeing how it's done here in Bozeman.
You know, there's a lot of exciting things going on in the athletic department, but there's some growth going on campus. I know there's some new buildings going up, and enrollment's up pretty considerable here this year, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. The final numbers don't come out here for another week or so, but, you know, all indications point that it'll be north of 16,000 students on campus. And, you know, obviously I feel very fortunate to be in such a great situation with great campus leadership. Obviously that starts at the top with President Cruzado and, you know, the inspiration and leadership that she provides. But really it spans from campus to the community, you know, to the students. There's just a genuine sense of excitement of what's going on. And, it's really, really fun to be a part of.
I know that you're trying to put together a committee of 15 or 20 folks outside Bozeman, or maybe some in Bozeman, I guess, but you want some feedback on how you can continue to grow there at the Montana State University.
Yeah, you know, one of the things when I came in, I wanted to really kind of listen and learn from everybody. You know, we've got some fans that have been dedicated fans for a long time, and, you know, we've had some fans that have been fans for a short amount of time, but they all have different experiences. And my job is to hopefully take all of those experiences and wrap them up into kind of a nice ball and, you know, provide an experience at our athletic events that they enjoy and they want to come back and something that they want to be a part of. And we want to sit down and go through, you know, what we do at our games, you know, from the music we play to the tailgate lots to how you get your tickets to food that's provided at concession stands to how clean the place is, restrooms, all that kind of stuff. We want to take a look at the entire picture and really try and create the best possible experience for our fans. You know, you always talk about wins and losses, and you know, if you're winning, you know, that will attract fans. But it's more than that. We want to create an event, and that way, if we have a tough loss the week before, that's not what the people dwell on. It's like, I want to go back because that event was so much fun. I had such a good time. I want to be a part of that. And it's something that they don't want to miss. And so that's really what we're trying to create. And I think when we do that, we're going to create an atmosphere at our events that creates an unbelievable home field advantage. And so then our student athletes feel supported, and they feel like that they can go out and beat anybody when they're playing here.
You know, Mr. Costello, we talked a little bit about nicknames, and North Dakota, of course, has a new nickname, and I know you played college basketball back in the day, and I have to ask you, what in the world is a Duhawk?
I get that a lot. It's actually quite simple. It's a Dubuque Hawk, and they just put it together.
And you went tell us about where you went to college and where you're from.
Yeah, I grew up in Northeast Iowa, a small town, a great athletic community. I wanted to continue playing, and so I went to Loras College, a small private Catholic school on the very east coast of Iowa, right in Dubuque, Iowa, right along the Mississippi River. Had a great time and, you know, met some of my best friends at Loras. But really that's where I knew that I wanted to continue my career in college athletics. I was able to sit on an athletic director search panel and went through that search process. And that's really kind of where I figured out that you could actually work in sports, you know, and make it a career. And so that's really kind of where I learned that. And then, you know, went off to grad school and gathered some experiences doing some internships and GAs for when I was in grad school. And, you know, I looked at the professional route, but it just didn't provide the experience that the college world does when you get to meet and work with all these student athletes, all the different coaches, and you have the changing seasons. You know, when you're working with 16 different sports, it's pretty fun. It keeps you on your toes because there's so many things going on, as opposed to, you know, maybe taking one sport, you know, for the entire year and working on it. I just felt that being able to have an impact on 18 to 22, 23-year-old, you know, student athletes that come in here, for me, is more rewarding because I know what college athletics did for me in my career.
And, of course, you worked at South Dakota State previous to arriving in Bozeman, but you also worked extensively in Northern Iowa, didn't you?
Yes. I started my career at Northern Iowa in college athletics. Was there for 8 years and really kind of cut my teeth there as far as, you know, on the marketing side, and first started out in, you know, kind of fundraising there. Worked on a facility project there, the McLeod Center, and opened that, about a 7,000-seat basketball arena. And then when I moved to South Dakota State, that was one of the things we wanted to do. Is they're, you know, they're fairly fresh into the Division I. They made the transition in 2004 and became eligible for championships, I believe, in 2008. But facilities were lacking, and you know, we took it upon ourselves to put together a facility master plan and take a look at, you know, some of the needs that we had. And by the time that I left, and over just a short span of 6 years, we had an indoor practice facility, and they just opened the new football stadium here this year. So we had a lot of great success there, but I think that's a culmination of a lot of hard work, a lot of great people, but also successful teams as well.
Give us a little bit of an idea about your plans for facilities there at Montana State, if you would, Leon.
Yeah, well, we're looking at those plans here right now, and we're doing an assessment. We're in the middle of planning to complete a strategic plan, and part of that strategic plan will be putting together a facility master plan to see what our needs are and where we need to go. And, you know, during the interview process, I heard a lot about, you know, the football stadium, heard a lot about an indoor facility, but also heard a lot about, you know, the support areas that we have, you know, from strength and conditioning to the weight room and athletic training and our academic center. And, you know, I think the first and foremost, our facilities need to meet the needs of our student athletes and their everyday needs. And so we're going to take a look at that. We're going to hopefully have some architects that'll come in and help us maybe do a kind of a site survey of everything we have and some of the things that are some of the current trends that are going on around the country and what some other schools are doing. And then, you know, really kind of seeing how that would fit here and what we could do. And so that facility master plan will be a huge part of that strategic plan. And, you know, hopefully we get that going here within the next 6 months. And, you know, hopefully we have something we can take to our donors and sit down and talk about and hopefully get some people excited about what's going to come.
Fans are always interested in football schedules down the road, Leon. Do you have any opponents in place right now that you can tell me for future opponents for the Bobcats?
Yeah, you know, we're looking for obviously the ones that fit, but the one great thing about football scheduling, if you hear Coach Choate talk, he wants to play anybody. And for an athletic director and an athletic department, that's great because it really opens the book on who we can schedule. You know, if you're looking at, you don't want to play the top four teams in any league, well, that just limits the programs that you can call and ask to play. But that's not the way he operates. He wants to play the best because he wants to be prepared to go into Big Sky competition, playing the best competition. And really, I love that approach because if you play the best competition and you have a good start and then you have a really good season in Big Sky Conference play, it sets you up for the playoffs. And a potential seed, which then sets you up, you know, hopefully pretty well to compete for a national championship. So we're looking at, obviously, schools from the Missouri Valley Conference. Next year, I do know that, you know, talking about South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits come here next year. And, that was done before I got here, but I was part of that deal when, we were talking about it at South Dakota State. So they'll come here next year. We'll return the trip, the year after that. We've got Western Illinois from the Missouri Valley Conference on the schedule as well. And then we're also looking at, you know, other schools there. And then we're also trying to figure out how we fit our guarantee games in, you know. So what games can we go get kind of around the area? You know, looking at, you know, Washington State, Oregon State, you know, some of those schools, even some of the Mountain West schools in Colorado State and, you know, some of those that really fit. But I want those games to be fun for our student-athletes. I also want them to be fun for our fans. And I want our fans to be able to travel to those games and really be able to experience those with us. And so we're going to take kind of a strategic approach on who we schedule that way. But the nice thing is I think you're going to see some very familiar teams come to Bozeman and some very familiar teams on our schedule here in the very, very near future.
All right, Leon, sounds good. Exciting times in Bozeman, of course. We're glad to have you there and doing a tremendous job. And as you continue to get your feet wet, we wish you the very best. Any final comments here?
No, I just thank you guys for obviously all the support and having me on this morning during a great week. And I just want to say thanks to all the great fans we have in the Great Falls area. I'm excited to actually see the Triangle Classic here this spring. I know we have a lot of supporters that drive to Bozeman every weekend for games, but I just want to thank all the fans in Great Falls for everything that they do and all the support that they give us.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Have fun at homecoming, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
What a good guy. I mean, he's fun to talk to, obviously very involved in what's going on there, and he'll continue to grow that program. Interesting year when you start looking about the Bobcats and last year and how everything had kind of came about with the absence of Ash, Peter Fields being replaced by Leon, of course, and a lot of different changes going on there in Bozeman.
Well, and really, the North Dakota game this week brings back to mind a lot of those things that happened a year ago. You know, the word on the street was that after the Bobcats went to Grand Forks, lost that game to North Dakota, that the die was cast and there was going to be a change at the head coaching level. Of course, none of us knew that. But Coach Ash, despite a fantastic career there, Sarge, you know, only one losing season and really a lot of victories, couldn't beat the Grizz very much. And I think that played in. a large role in the decision, but he was relieved of his job one day after the season, and then lo and behold, a little bit later down the road, Mr. Fields was out of a job too. They didn't renew his contract, so that was really a couple of bombshells that happened down there. Mr. Costello that came in, you know, there was a little bit of controversy when he was hired too, because another man had taken the job, had been offered the job, had accepted the job, been in Bozeman, and then went home and decided, you know what, I don't want to come to Bozeman.
Yeah.
And so they made a quick call, and I tell you what, their president, Cruzado, I thought handled it very, very well. She went right back to, you know, to the pool of candidates. She had another good man in Leon Costello there at South Dakota State, hired him right on the spot. And in my dealings with him, I find him to be very sharp, very open, and he's experienced. You know, you talk about somebody who comes from years of experience at Northern Iowa and then also at South Dakota State, two schools that have had that are very similar to Montana State and have had a lot of success both in attracting students and in athletics. So I really think the Bobcats made a good hire, and we'll see how it goes. I know he's going to want to improve some facilities down there. It's an arms race, Sarge, you know that, and they're always being compared to what's being done across the divide over in Missoula.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some work to do to catch up in facilities. But I think that's going to happen under his watch.
We saw the plan come out where they talk about putting sky booths above the student section side, of course, opposite of the announcer stand there where you and I get to go up and kind of watch the games a lot out of the media side. So there's still plans of that, maybe wrapping in the bowl down at the far end where the speakers are at and where the Thayer's scoreboard is at. And so, yeah, it's interesting when you talk about what is going on with Missoula and Bozeman. It is a battle back and forth. They do really kind of compete against who's got the latest and greatest of equipment. Maybe it be the screens, maybe it's the replays, whatever it is. So I think it's good. I mean, I think it's a good change. I'm a little bit surprised on how we had played last weekend. I don't think we had the best competition, but I think our defense in Bozeman has played well, and I think this is a big test for us this weekend. North Dakota will be a huge test for the Bobcats.
Well, I really discount what happened last week. Western Oregon, sure, they had a big win at Sac State in their opener. Then they just were trounced by Central Washington, and they came to Bozeman and looked to me like they pretty much mailed it in at halftime. I mean, Bobcat defense, I believe, is improved, but I don't really think you can take too much away from that game. Now, this one coming up, this will be a real test for them. North Dakota has got, they're huge on both lines. They've got a veteran quarterback who started, I think, 14 or 15 games there, and they've got one of the best running backs in the Big Sky in this Santiago. So we'll see if the Bobcat defense, I mean, it's unrealistic to expect them to continue to get five turnovers every week,
yeah,
like they've done the last 2 weeks.
The red zone, they got two of them, yeah.
But, boy, the early signs are encouraging, and I believe that Coach Choate's got his priorities in the right place. He wants to play defensive-minded football, tough football. He wants to be in the game late in the second half with a chance to win, and there's nothing wrong with that philosophy. And I really think that if they can do that, you know, throughout this Big Sky season and be in games in the second half, because let's face it, the last few years the defense was not very stout. And gave up so many big plays, and I think that was just a humbling experience for Cat fans as well as a little bit depressing. You know, no matter how many points and how many yards their offense has generated, it didn't seem to matter because the defense gave them back.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
You know,
I think the big thing this weekend, though, is the fact that they may have both running backs for the offensive side for the Bobcats.
Well, and there's
Newell's coming back.
So. You know, Sarge, you're exactly right. There's no doubt that Chad Newell's a proven performer.
Yeah.
He's an all-Big Sky type running back. He's been out a couple of weeks with a hand injury. Gunnar Brecker, also a senior from Helena, is another fine player there. And they're using two quarterbacks, and we've seen some growth with the two quarterbacks. A true freshman, Chris Murray, comes in. He gives them a little bit of a spark in the Wildcat formation. He runs very, very well. He's elusive. And then Tyler Brugman, who is their starter, has shown, you know, some good poise in the pocket. He doesn't have a real strong arm. I think he's very accurate with the ball. And I think that, you know, there's reason for optimism for sure for Bobcat fans. Now, we'll see what happens this week. Can that defense hold up against North Dakota's rushing attack?
Yeah.
And can the Bobcat offense, you know, score a few touchdowns? We'll have to see.
Yeah, Missoula obviously had the break, and when we talked to Coach Stitt yesterday on the conference call, I think he was happy to have that to get his team with those bumps and bruises. Didn't work them really hard, he said, and they'll play Cal Poly this weekend, and so that'll be a decent test for them.
Well, another very interesting game with the Grizzlies coming off that huge win in Northern Iowa a couple of weeks ago, and their defense has played tremendous football thus far. And now they run up against Cal Poly, a triple option attack. Triple option is much different, of course, than normal that you see in the Big Sky. Cal Poly went out to South Dakota State last week, a very good South Dakota State team. Remember, South Dakota State was in Missoula last year in the playoffs, and the Grizzlies were able to beat them at the wire. But South Dakota State has a good reputation. They were opening up the new stadium in Brookings just last weekend that Mr. Costello was involved with helping raise money for. Well, Cal Poly goes in there and puts up 600 and some yards on them, all pretty much running the ball. The final score was 38-31. It was an excellent game. Cal Poly won the game. Now, they've won three out of the last six against Montana, have given them fits. Last year, they beat the Grizzlies on a last-second field goal. Remember that, Sarge?
Oh, yeah.
In Missoula a week after.
That was the week after they beat North Dakota, wasn't it?
Right. The Grizz had opened with that huge victory over North Dakota State, and they go and get, and they're back at home the next week. Cal Poly gets them. I really expect, you know, Montana. This will be a kind of a statement game for them. They want to get their mojo back even after a bye week. But I like that defense, what I've seen of them so far, and I really think that Montana is going to be a contender all season long in the Big Sky.
We've got an interesting matchup we're going to talk about that happened last weekend at Montana State University Northern. We're going to go there and talk to the head coach in just a little bit. Also, Brendan Howard's in the house, and we're going to talk to him as we work our way through Sports Chat. It is now 31 minutes after 8 o'clock. I want to say thank you to ProBuild as they are our sponsor. We've got more Sports Chat coming up in just a moment right here on KINX 102.7.
ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
Great Falls faces a crisis with child abuse and neglect cases. Please support the Great Falls Children's Receiving Home, a true safe haven for our community's less fortunate children. To learn how you can help, please call us at 727-4843. There's no greater investment than in the life of a child. This community service message is brought to you by Daydream Boutique. Come see new clothing, shoes, jewelry, and handbags from Market. Arriving daily, we'll be at What Women Want Expo, October 7th and 8th. Daydream Boutique is at 810th Avenue, South Great Falls.
Pop the bubbly.
Let's go!
Tonight, ABC Thursday is back.
Say it to yourself until you believe it.
Not only is it the season premiere of Grey's Anatomy and How to Get Away with Murder, but it's also the series premiere of your next obsession-worthy drama, Notorious.
The show's already trending.
When it comes to sensational headlines, his clients make them, her team breaks them.
I can make the whole country care.
Sounds like good TV to me.
Let's go!
Let the drama begin.
Tonight, beginning at 7 on KFBB ABC Montana.
Is your business looking to hire that perfect someone? Well, radio is the way to find that perfect employee. Place your employment ad on 102.7 KINX and we'll do the work for you. Employment commercials will be posted on our website's Career Corner, and your ads will air on this radio station, 102.7 KINX. Some of the best prospects are passive job seekers, so invite our listeners to apply today. Call your Star Radio rep at 761-2800 to find out how cost-effective radio can be when looking for that perfect employee.
This is Bonnie Mitchell, CEO of Echoes Pregnancy Care Center, inviting you to join us for our annual fundraising banquet Thursday evening, October 6th. It promises to be a dynamic, riveting, and unforgettable evening as Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist Cal Thomas enlightens us with his candor and professionalism. As an accredited healthcare leader in your community, Echoes provides the highest quality of care, including pregnancy testing and pregnancy diagnosis via ultrasound. We ask you to partner with us as we continue offering these much-needed and empowering services to the community. You may register for our banquet through our website, echoes.org, or by calling the clinic at 727-1850. We would like to thank and recognize our corporate sponsor, Edward Jones, Jerry and Debbie Hood, making sense of investing. At Echoes, we offer real choices for men and women.
It is 34 minutes at the hour of 8 o'clock. Thanks for joining us right here at Sports Chat, brought to you by ProBuild. Scott Manch, Jim Sargent bringing it to you on KINX 102.7. Good time for us to go to Havre, Montana. We want to welcome in the coach that may have pulled the game of the week that was exciting to not only folks in central Montana, but in Bozeman. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning. Morning.
Exciting win for Aaron Christensen, of course, with Montana State University Northern. And Scott, it's been a while since they picked up a victory against Carroll, and that was exciting. I know that you were following it as close as I was.
Well, it was 10 years ago, the last time the Lights edged the Saints, and since Mike Van Dees had taken over there in Carroll, he kind of had their way, Aaron, with the old Lights. He was 32-1 going in there. What did you do last week to turn the tables against Carroll?
Well, I think we tried to do is put four quarters together. In the previous two games during this season, we hadn't done that. We felt like we played good in stretches, but then hadn't been able to do a full game, and we were able to do that versus Carroll, and obviously our guys were real excited about it. So,
well, you've got some senior leadership this year, Aaron. Last year, after taking over, you didn't have much in terms of seniors on the squad, and talk a little bit about what's made a difference from last year to this year for you.
Well, yeah, I think you got a couple seniors, or a bunch of seniors in there who really want to do well, you know, and are working real hard and have worked hard since the end of last year, and have kind of bought into things. And you know, as far as the football goes, I just think we're more sound, we're a little bit more talented out there, and you know, it's one of those things. There's no easy way to get better. It's just hard work and just going day in, day out and practicing and doing the things you're supposed to do. And like I said, our guys were very, very hungry for a win. And a lot of that's brought through by the seniors, guys who's kind of stuck around through some coaching changes and such. And, you know, they want to do well. And to be honest, they deserve to do well.
I talked a little bit with Aaron, Tyler Craig this week, one of our Great Falls natives who's on your team, and asked him about those coaching changes. You know, he'd played for three different coaches in three different years, and I said, "Did you ever think of, you know, calling it a career there, moving on?" He said, "No." He said, "That's not how I was raised." He said, "You start something, you finish it," and he said, "All these guys are like my brothers up here," and so I'm sure that as a coach, that makes you feel good to hear that, Aaron.
Oh yeah, it's the type of guy he is, you know. And there's a reason Tyler Craig's a good football player, and that has a lot to do with it, you know. He's a guy, he's all in all the time, you know, whether he's in the weight room, on the football field, whatever he's doing, you know, he's going all in, and that's kind of how he is with the football program. And I know he's a guy who, if he starts something, he finishes it. So like I said, there's a reason Tyler Craig's such a good football player and all conference and all that stuff. A lot of it has to do, you know, he's a talented player, but a lot of it has to do with his attitude and his work ethic.
A lot of good running backs in the Frontier Conference. Another one of our Great Falls guys we're proud of is Zach McKinley. And where does Zach rank in the Frontier running backs, you think, Coach?
I think Zach's one of the best in the league, and I'm sure if you talk with other coaches in the league, a lot of them would agree. Zach has done it year in, year out. He's done it different coaches, different schemes, and he always gets results. So, you know, as far as a football player, Zach's pretty good, but he's also one of those guys, you know, off the field and leadership and all that other stuff. He has that too. So it's not often one of your better players is also one of your better kids, and it makes it real easy to coach him.
Give us a few other names too, Aaron. Who's playing well for the Lights right now?
Well, we have our, you know, if you look at our captains and some of our leadership, you know, one of our guards, Pete Morales, he's the only senior out there. He was a second team all conference guy last year, and he's playing really well and kind of leading the charge on the offensive line, which is continually getting better every week. On defensive line, we have tons of depth, and we've got a bunch of seniors there. We've got Pat Barnett and defensive end and Lane Urich, and our safety, Logan Sprouse, has been playing really well the first couple games. He's also our punt returner, and then another captain who's kind of anchoring us in the middle is our middle linebacker, Garrett Fowler. So A lot of guys on the defensive guys are playing really well, and you know, it showed up in the Carroll game.
How about your quarterback, Aaron Jess Crown? Have you seen a lot of improvement in his play this year?
Yeah, Jess is getting better game in, game out. You know, I think last week was his best game, and that's what we want to see. We want to see him get better. We want to see his completion rates go up a little bit, and he's been working on that, and that's kind of what's been happening in the game. Actually, the last two games, he's actually played pretty well. So we just got to keep him on that track, and he's the type of guy who can do it. He's got a really good arm, and I feel like if we can make sure he's protected back there, we'll be okay.
Of course, Jess is out of Washington State, and tell our fans a little bit about yourself, Aaron. You came from a school in Missouri.
Yeah, I was at Missouri Valley for the last 10 years prior to last year. I was the offensive coordinator there prior to coming here, and was able to have a lot of success there. And you know, one of the things that's pretty similar about that school and this school is kind of in a rural area, and you know, we were able to bring the right kids in and have success, and we're trying to do the same thing here.
There are great sports fans in Havre and on the High Line in general, but particularly in Havre. They love their football up there. I've got a lot of friends, and I was not surprised to hear you, Aaron, at the Frontier Media Day say that even though coming off an 0-11 season, there are a lot of people pulling for us here in Havre, wanting to do well. I bet it's been kind of a good week up in Havre walking around town this week.
Oh, it has, and after the game, the town was alive. That was for sure. So, but yeah, Havre, Montana. I mean, they support athletics and support football, and there's a lot of people in the community who help the football program, who support the football program, and I know, you know, just from after the game, there was a lot of people who were really excited about the win, and it showed, and a lot of congratulations. And so, yeah, we're very fortunate to be in a place where the community supports the football program so well.
Aaron, how do you handicap this Frontier Conference race this year? I mean, you got a bunch of teams 2-1, a bunch of teams 1-2. What's going on?
Well, there's no easy games, that's for sure. There's a lot of guys. I mean, we went through the first three games, and to be real honest, you know, not much difference as far as level of competition in the first three. I mean, every football team we've played so far is good, and then you look at our next opponent, Western, and they're a pretty good football team also. So, yeah, I mean, it's just week in, week out, you know, the conference kind of beats each other up, and I think that's one of the reasons that the conference usually does so well in the playoffs, because when they get there, they play some opponents. They're just used to playing tough teams week in, week out.
Is there a team that we would put at the top of this list, Aaron? I mean, is there one that, you know, that says that's the team we have to beat this year?
Well, I have no idea. I thought, you know, as far as our opponents, you know, we thought Tech was a pretty good football team. But even Carroll, I mean, they're a good team. I mean, obviously year in, year out, they're one of the top teams in the nation. So, you know, just kind of looking around the conference, you got teams like Southern Oregon and Eastern Oregon who are throwing the ball all around the field. And so, I mean, there's just a lot of good teams in this conference, and there's definitely no easy ones, that's for sure.
Aaron, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on a big win last weekend. We wish you the best of luck throughout the continued part of this season, and we're going to continue to follow you guys there in Havre.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate the support and everything, and be on the show, and go Northern.
All right, sounds good. Aaron Christians, of course, is our special guest out of Northern. Big win for him over the weekend, and they've got some other tough games coming up. We're going to talk a little basketball in just a moment as we continue a sports chat. It is brought to you in part by ProBuild in Great Falls. It's going to be Brendan Howard joining us next right here on KINX 102.7. ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer's storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
Hey, did you hear the news?
Yeah, I did, and it's going to be better than ever.
I know. There's no flocking around. This year, we're definitely going.
Really? You just couldn't resist, could you? Did you think on that for a while, or did you just wing it?
Listen, just make sure you're ready to go, and not another peep.
If you haven't figured it out, it's the Heritage Inn Wing Fling. On October 7th, Great Falls area restaurants will be serving their best wings for judging. And you get to decide the people's choice for best wings. Wing Fling starts at 6 p.m. and wing tasting until 9 p.m. with complimentary beer and live music from the 49th Street Blues Project. Tickets are $25 in advance or $30 the day of the event. Fly on down to both Albertsons locations. The Best Western Plus Heritage Inn on Fox Farm Road. Black Eagle Brewery and Black Eagle. Mighty Mole in downtown Great Falls. Also, Kaufman's at 411 Central Avenue. Or the front across the street from the fairgrounds. And get your tickets today. Must be 21 or older.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Commodity Open. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us right here on the Northern Ag Network. Well, as we await this week's cash cattle markets to fully develop, yesterday cattle futures got back in the bullish groove, challenging the highs of last week. And furthermore, the choice cutout surged sharply higher on Wednesday, fueling some gains on cattle futures. And hey, this morning, cattle futures have also opened up and continue to trade a little bit higher. October live cattle up 15 at 108.70, and October feeder cattle up 85 at 133.07. Speaking of that beef price, yesterday box beef was up $1.67, $187.17. Cash hogs, though, they lost a little bit of ground, down about $1.32 up to 34 cents. And slaughter lambs yesterday out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, quoted sharply higher, $1.51 up to $1.64.
If you're wearing a hard hat, tip it. If you feel safe at work, give a nod to the pioneers and early adopters, the workers and employers, the Montanans who forged the Montana Workers' Compensation Act 100 years ago. Let's honor their efforts by improving our future through safety, by being Montana's smartest working generation. Learn how at safemt.com. A message from Montana State Fund.
Hi, I'm Josh Doley. At Montana Livestock Ag Credit, there's no need to travel to our office. All your lending needs can be done right at your kitchen table. We pride ourselves on delivering prompt and reliable service wherever you may call home.
Montana Livestock Ag Credit, the only Montana ag lender whose sole business is financing the family ag operation. Give them a call toll-free, 1-800-332-3405, or visit ag-credit.com.
Keeping informed about issues surrounding agriculture is difficult. Wanting to make a difference but not knowing where to start is understandable. I'm Karen Yost, and I'm asking you to consider becoming part of the Montana AgriWomen. We're looking for members just like you, members who know that working together can make a difference for ourselves, our families, and our ag industry. Call me today at 248-3631. Montana AgriWomen. We care about the future of Montana's agriculture. Call today, 248-3631.
Well, this morning, the grain future markets have opened up mostly lower as the growing season comes to an end here in the Northern Hemisphere. KC winter wheat for December down one at 421 and a quarter. December's up three quarters at 495 and a half for spring wheat. December Chicago wheat down one at 406 and three quarters. And December corn this morning, it's down four and a half at 335 and a half. I'm Russell Nimitz, Northern Ag Network.
For all your winter weed seed needs, call the seed professionals at Treasure State Seed Fairfield. They have high-quality plump and high-test weight seed varieties such as WB4614 and Keldon. For softflaw areas, consider Warhorse, Judy, and Bearpaw. Also ask about Clearfield varieties WB4059 CLP, Brawl CLP, and Clearstone CLP. They also offer custom seed cleaning and treating with Raxel Pro MD fungicide, Stamina, and Gaucho for wireworm. For a high-producing fall seeding forage crop, ask about Willow Creek winter wheat. Call Scott or Chad at 1-800-572-4769. Treasure State Seed Fairfield.
It It is Sports Chat this morning right here on KINX 102.7. Appreciate the fact that you are with us at 10 minutes to the top half of the hour here. I want to say thank you to ProBuild for being our sponsor for this one. Scott, big announcement obviously came out here last week, and we actually have the guy that made that announcement in the studios with us.
Yeah, we sure do. We welcome Brendan Howard of Great Falls High here this morning. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Scott.
Now, how did you get out of school to be here live in the studio, for heaven's sake?
I just didn't go to school yet today. I have to go back after this, though. So,
all right, well, I'm not going to tell anybody over there. Brendan made a decision last week. Of course, he's one of the most highly recruited basketball players we've had in Great Falls, since Josh Eustace. And Brendan made a decision. He accepted a scholarship offer from Eastern Washington. So congratulations on
thank
that.
Thank you.
You know, Eastern, a couple of years ago, Sarge had 26 victories, won the Big Sky Tournament, went to the NCAA Tournament last year, had another good season, Brendan, and advanced to the CBI Tournament. Was the fact that they have been in postseason play pretty consistently here, did that play a big part?
Yeah, my dream is to win a Big Sky Championship, win a conference championship in general, and make the NCAA Tournament. And I just, the coach staff was good there and stuff, and they all, know how to win and stuff like that. They all, work really hard to try and get to that goal, and they hold you accountable. So that's was the big one for me.
Now, I noticed, too, that they've got a pretty good schedule this year. They have their own tournament, and I understand they're going to be playing some Big Ten teams in the near future. Is that something, when they're recruiting you, do they talk about non-conference schedules to you?
Yeah, they talked about how they're going to be playing, they're playing Texas and Northern Iowa this year and stuff like that, how, they're trying to get you ready as a player for not just give you some games early on just to walk through opponents, but to challenge you and get ready so you're ready to go when conference play comes around and be ready and mentally prepared for that too.
And you're about 6'6". Are you going to be in that small forward, big guard role, or how are you going to fit in, Brendan?
With what their play style is, there'll be certain games where I'm bringing the ball up the court sometimes, and there'll be other games where I'm kind of playing all around on the wing or inside sometimes too, so kind of just all around in general.
What is their situation going to be next year? Are they going to have a lot of young players, a lot of older players? Do you think redshirting for sure is in the plans?
They told me I wasn't going to redshirt. They said I could potentially play a lot, end up playing a lot my freshman year and stuff like that. We got a couple, I think we got three freshmen coming in, me, this Tanner Groves, and I think this Gabe McLaughlin. Other than that, though, I think most of the guys are juniors or seniors and a couple sophomores.
You know, when Sarge hosted me in my recruiting trip here, mm-hmm. we went and played one-on-one, of course. Yeah. Now, what's it like when you go to your recruiting trips? Do you play with the guys, and do the coaches watch that?
Yeah, you play with the guys and stuff, and it's a pretty cool experience. And some of the coaches are there, and they just watch and see how you're doing stuff like that, and talk to you a little bit after that. Then they take you out to some nice restaurants.
I see. And of course, you visited Montana State also.
Yep.
And your family has a rich history. Everybody knows that with Montana State, with your mother being the all-time leading scorer in women's history, and your big brother was no slouch, all Big Sky player, and your dad was no slouch either.
Oh, I know, yeah.
but do you feel kind of like you're making your own road? Is that one of the attractions of going to a different school?
Yeah, I going to Montana State would have been cool and stuff for my family and all the history there and stuff like that. But I just kind of wanted to do something for me a little bit. And my parents just said, do what's best for you and stuff like that. And so they supported me through that whole thing. I just felt like going to Eastern would have helped me with that too.
You know, I've known Brendan since he was a baby. He was living up in Conrad when his dad was coaching there. And when I recruited his dad to play in our city league, we didn't have to make very many offers when we recruited
him. No, he's a pretty good player. And, of course, coached around Central Montana for quite a while and stuff. So can you beat your brother in one-on-one yet? Or?
I've beaten Bobby in one-on-one.
For years, huh?
No, just recently.
Let me write that down.
This last summer I beat him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's listening in Alaska, smokes. I'm sure. So.
Probably.
Hey, what is your major? What are you looking at to majoring in when you go to school?
I'm either going to try and do sports marketing, business management stuff, or be sports science kind of thing, like a trainer and type stuff like that. So it's between those two, I think, is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it's got to be good. You got to feel good that you've gotten it out of the way. Now you can just kind of settle in and enjoy your senior year, right?
No, yeah, it's nice. I don't have to worry about who's going to come watch and stuff like that. I can just focus on my team and trying to win a state championship now.
How are you looking this year? I mean, obviously, you've got to be a little excited about getting on the courts again.
No, yeah, we should be pretty good this year. We got Cody coming back and Kellen Ramza, like two pretty good guards coming back. And then we should have some juniors and stuff step up this year, too, like Kendall Kynette, Kyle Winkler, and Kevin Bays. And then we got that sophomore, Blake Thielen. He's a football player right now, but he'll be able to come out and help us, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Brendan, everybody's excited about that state tournament, which this year, combined state tournament here in Great Falls. You've been to the state tournament the last 3 years, mm-hmm. but I bet you've been thinking a lot about this senior season, what it could be.
No, yeah, it'd be really cool to win one for Great Falls. That'd be just, like, win it in Great Falls, too, and stuff like that. That'd just probably be, like, if I got to win it 1 year, this would probably be the year to win it then.
How much fun are those crosstown games? Or are they more stressful, really, than enjoyable?
I just try and take those games, like, as a regular game. Like, I feel like the playoff game to get into the state tournament is more stressful or more important than a crosstown game. Like, crosstown game is very important, but I just try and take it as another game at a time, like another conference game and stuff like that. That's kind of mentality I kind of come in with.
Well, you took care of securing that goat for your dad. I know that was the biggest win of his career last year, winning that goat. But who's going to be strong this year in the AA that fans are going to want to watch?
Skyview will probably still be good again. West will be good because they got the two Demings, two pretty good players and stuff. I think seniors are going to be a lot better than they have been in recent years just because, like, they got a bunch of young guys that are starting to become like juniors and seniors now, and so they'll be solid and stuff like that. CMR should be a little bit better than they have been in the last recent years. Got a couple other guys on their team now that are pretty good players. And then Butte will be solid. I don't really know about much in the west side of the conference. I know Glacier got Jackson back, which will be a huge boost for them too. So
should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. We wish you the best of luck this year, and congratulations. We wish you best of luck down there in Eastern Washington. We're going to follow you through that, too. So
Thank you.
Brendan Howard, of course, on his way to Eastern Washington and represents Great Falls very well and will continue to do that. Scott, we talk football, of course, not only at the Big Sky Division, Frontier Conference, basketball, but we've got a lot of rodeo action that we really haven't mentioned, and we've said this the last couple of weeks, but there's a lot of good rodeo athletes here in our own backyard that are doing well this year.
Well, and there's a couple that really need to do well here in the last 10 days in order to secure a spot in the NFR. Of course, the regular season for rodeo ends on September 30th. Tyrell Smith of Stockett, and he's from Geyser originally. He's in the 16th hole right now. Only the top 15 make it to the NFR. He's in number 16 in the Saddle Bronc riding. He's got one more rodeo, and it's tomorrow night. And then you've got Jesse Davis up in Power. He's in the 13th spot in the bareback riding. He's got four more rodeos. And, you know, there's several others who are safely in there. Dustin Bird out of Cutbank, Ty Erickson out of Helena is leading the steer wrestling. There's a lot of great rodeo stuff. You know, Sergeant, I wanted to say one thing about Brendan, too, we didn't really mention. But amazing career that he's had thus far. 70 games. He's never missed one with injury. And he's scored over 1,400, almost 1,500 points so far.
Going into his senior year.
That's he's getting close to your record, I think, at Chester there. So.
Yeah, I've never scored that many points. I can't even add that many up. So that is going to do it for Sports Chat today. I want to say thank you to all of our special guests that join us. Brendan, thank you so very much for coming in here. Scott Mantz with the Great Falls Tribune, of course, does a tremendous job. By the way, if you haven't seen it, he hit a great story today on a soccer player here in Great Falls.
Morgan Murphy.
Glad she's back. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Morgan Murphy, CMR, had some real severe health trouble. She's back on the pitch for the wrestlers.
Voices of Montana coming up next. We appreciate everybody that has joined us here today. Thank you so much to ProBuild for joining us with Sports Chat right here on KINX 102.7.
ProBuild of Great Falls has all your construction needs. If you're looking to repair that roof after this summer storms, then ProBuild can help you out with different brands and different styles of shingles to take care of all your roofing problems. And speaking of weather, are you ready for winter? If not, come to ProBuild and put those worries to rest. ProBuild is your one-stop shopping for all your construction needs. It's all at ProBuild. From start to finish, ProBuild has it.
Hotchka Seed is your professional seedsmen who know farming. We are your source for in-demand winter wheats, conventional varieties such as Keldon, Wolf, Clearfield varieties such as Brawl, Clearstone, 4059, and AP503, solid stem varieties such as Warhorse and Judy. We also have a great supply of Willow Creek winter wheat. Give us a call. Other varieties are available upon request. We'd like to wish you and your family a safe and bountiful harvest. Hotchka Seed, 466-